Nicky Mills has one mission: to give you that Friday feeling. In order to do this, this is Friday's film feature.
Yes, so we'll put the phobias on hold just for a moment. Okay, so this week, my film review is for Romeo and Juliet. It's quite similar to the name Romeo and Juliet, as you will see, because it is based on the tragedy by William Shakespeare, but I'll talk to you a bit more about that in a moment. Actors include, well, the voices for the main character, Romeo, is James McAvoy, who I didn't know who he was. I didn't recognise the name. And then when I looked him up, he plays Charles Xavier in X-Men First Class. So I'm a big Marvel fan, so I know who he is now. Emily Blunt plays Juliet, the other main character. And then other voices include Michael Caine, Jason Statham, Patrick Stewart, Dolly Parton, Matt Lucas and Ozzy Osbourne. So there's an all-star cast here for this film. The director is Kelly Asprey, who is actually a guy. I thought it was a girl. Kelly is normally a girl's name. But when I watched the behind the scenes, it was a guy. So Kelly Asprey, he's also directed Shrek 2. And on this film, Romeo and Juliet, there was 8 writers. Wow, that's a lot of writers for one film. The certificate is a U, so it's universal for all. And the plot, as I said, based on William Shakespeare's even, Romeo and Juliet, two opposing groups of garden gnomes hate each other, but one male from the blues and one female from the red group fall in love and they can't be. However, does the film end in tragedy? See, I could have been a playwright. You'll have to watch it to find out if it does the same as what Romeo and Juliet does at the end. Now, I decided to review this film this week because I did want to see it when it first came out back in 2011, and I never got around to it, so I thought this would be a great opportunity, Friday film feature. I'm going to watch a film that I've always wanted to see, and now I've seen it. It is, of course, a standalone film, but as it's based on Shakespeare's play, there are a lot of similarities, such as the plot, and also the name of the houses are Montague and Capulet, which, of course, are the two groups in the play. The movie takes place in Stratford-upon-Avon, which is the birthplace of William Shakespeare. And it starts off in a theatre, and even as Shakespeare appearing in it as a statue, telling Romeo of how the story ends. It is quite a funny film. I watched it with my mum and she laughed quite a bit, and I found it funny as well. It's a happy, uplifting film, which is a contrast to the tragedy Shakespeare wrote. So I think that's quite good how they contrasted that. And again, if you listen to my film feature reviews regularly, you'll know I like silly humour. And characters say like silly jokes, like one of them says to a mushroom, "You look like a fun guy." My mum liked that joke. Another bit I thought was clever was on the back of a laptop, there was a banana instead of an apple. So it's like taking the mick out of Apple Macs. The animation was really good. I liked the sound effects used. When they touched objects and themselves, there was like a clinking sound like you would hear from a pot. And I thought that was really good because obviously they're garden gnomes, so it made it sound kind of realistic. And that was consistent, there we go, throughout. I think the camera angles were also quite effective. When the little gnomes are talking to this pink plastic flamingo, which is much taller than them, the camera angle changed looking up or down depending on who was speaking at the time. So the audience were able to see the action from the eye line of the characters, making them like in the film. I did think for Universal, there is a bit of violence as their aim of each group is to hurt one another. But in the end, they realise all fighting is silly. So I guess the message is fighting doesn't get you anywhere. Some of the music during the film was supplied by Elton John, who was also an executive producer. And the music style was also very similar to Shrek. Of course, the director directed Shrek 2, so there's similarities there. And the film itself also reminded me a lot of Toy Story, as the gnomes had to stand still when humans were about, just like the toys do in Toy Story 1 and 2 and 3. I think there's a 3. Couple of bits that I picked out which wasn't very smooth for me. There's a scene where Romeo and Juliet are getting ready for their date. They're all cleaning themselves up, and it's quite funny how they're using toothbrushes and stuff to clean their arms and whatever. But then in the next scene, Romeo is all dirty again. He's just spent like 2 minutes of the film getting clean. Next minute is all dirty again. Also, at one point, there is a big explosion and the garden is a tip. Everything goes flying in the air and lands on the gnomes. So realistically, like the rest of the film makes it quite realistic. They should have all smashed, but they didn't. thought that was a bit weird. So overall, I'd give it an 8 out of 10. I did really enjoy it. It's a nice new fresh look at Shakespeare's play, but also sort of takes the mick out of it as well, which I like. It's got a good cast with big names and big jokes, but as I say, apparently there was, not apparently, I do say there's a couple of bits that could have been a little bit better.